We'll focus on three components of group supervision: role of disclosure, role of competency, addressing compassion fatigue. Although there are many more components of group supervision about which we could review, I chose these three main topics due to the feedback from other supervisors and from my own experience. Most of us have come from schools that seem to suggest that all disclosure was bad and should be avoided. Perhaps this is good advice for new therapists. It is better to master the boundary piece first. Yet, there are problems both with too much disclosure and too little disclosure. We'll look at both of these and what the research says. Clinical competency is so important to the work we do and the outcomes we hope to achieve with our clients. In the community mental health setting, sometimes building clinical competencies takes a back seat to addressing crises that come in, or changes in the program or administrative issues. This training hopes to bring clinical competencies into more of a central role in supervision. Compassion fatigue is chronic and pervasive in our industry, especially in a setting like ours. Therapists are at great risk for this. We'll look at some things that could be done in the supervision setting.